The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some of the seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where there was little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it scorched, and it withered because of lack of roots. Some seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell in rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The disciples approached him and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes. Lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them.' Blessed are your eyes because you see, and your ears because you hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but do not see it, to hear what you hear, but do not hear it. Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in the heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only a short time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among the thorns is the one who hears the word, but the worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich ground is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord.
So I know from your newsletter that you've been expecting another person to come from Ireland, and you know my name and a little bit about my family background. But I suppose the question was, how did I come to be in California right now? And Father Dennis Marr is the person responsible. Father Dennis, as you know, is of Irish descent. He's working in England, but he does come from time to time to Ireland to visit relatives. And he has a niece that lives just outside the parish of Naas, where I am based. And when he goes to visit his niece, he comes to concelebrate masses in Naas. And one time over a cup of coffee, he said to me, "Would you like to go to a California parish at some stage?" He said, "'Cause I can make it happen." And while I didn't jump up and down and said, take me now. I said, yeah, that I would be interested in doing that at some stage. And a couple of weeks later, or months later, maybe in March or April, he phoned and said, could you possibly come during the summer and offer a little help in July or August? So here I am. So I'm reassured that he has been here practicing the Irish accent with you, and that you've got very good at not pronouncing your THs and stuff like that. So it's lovely to be here in your midst. My parents came from farming families. We weren't farmers at home, but they came from farming families. So all of my uncles were farmers. And one of them in particular had quite a rare selection of wise sayings, which he used to kind of guide his quiet life by. Sayings like, forgive your enemies, it'll drive them up the wall. Don't corner something nastier than yourself. Life is simpler when you plow around the stump. When you wallow with pigs, you could expect to get dirty. And lastly, always drink upstream of the herd. Today's readings make a connection with farmers to some sense. In the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, Jesus spoke about the rains that he sends never returns without having its effect. And in the gospel today, we had that beautiful parable of the sower. The farmer in today's gospel wasn't particularly skilled. It seems that the seed was thrown everywhere. But the good news is that the parable wasn't really about him. It wasn't about the farmer. It indeed was about a generous God, a God who sows seeds of love and acceptance in our lives, if we have the soil ready to accept it. But different kinds of people respond in different ways to God's love. And maybe over your life's journey so far, you can see different periods of your life when maybe you were the different types of soil. Hopefully your heart is receptive soil in which the seed of love can grow. And when good seed falls on good soil, miracles happen. The seed itself can be miraculous. If you were to consider the simple kernel of corn, once buried in soil, it will grow one corn stalk. Each corn stalk will produce a head of corn or an ear of corn. And the average ear of corn has another 250 kernels on it. So that single kernel of corn, under the right conditions, will yield a 250% return on the investment. They are good odds. We need to be reminded sometimes that when good seed falls in good soil, with God's abundant kindness, wonderful produce will come forth. All it takes is that tiny seed to find good ground. Because like God's word, it doesn't return without reward. Of course, in Jesus' parable, God is the sower of the seed, and we are the soil. This day, Jesus would have us look at the type of soil that we are. When you look inside your own heart, what do you find? Life can sometimes make us hard. Life can sometimes encourage the strong, that in order to win, in order to be the best, you have to be the strongest, to be unaffected by things around you, to be undeterred and singularly focused at your aim. But sometimes this self-preoccupation can leave that seed unable to penetrate our hearts and grow. Or perhaps there are rocks in the ground of your heart. Those rocks can keep the seeds of faith shallow. It's easy to be a Christian when we gather in this sacred place, when like-minded people come together in this church or in any church or in places of pilgrimage. It's always easy to pray. The big challenge to being Christian is when we go home. How do we relate to? How do we speak with? How do we speak about the people we are with? When we're with our friends, when we're in our schools, in our workplaces, how does our Christian lives shine through there? How does what we profess at Mass be seen? And sometimes it's less than is called for, because we face possibly the criticisms of friends, and the temptation is to hide our Christian values a little when the roots are shallow. Or sometimes there can be thorns. We know how easy it is to gather up material things. If you turn on the television, you'll be told everything you need in order to be happy. And next week, you'll be told another selection of things that you need to have in order to be happy. Sometimes I think material things can be like thorns, constantly prickling us that we need this, we need that, and sometimes we can be owned by our possessions rather than owning the possessions. Again, the need to be conscious of leaving that space to possess God, for the Spirit to grow. Hopefully, over your life journeys, and hopefully today, you find yourself with a receptive heart. God calls us to have receptive hearts, to let His love in, to let that love be reflected in how we live the week ahead, to let that love give us strength and give us courage over whatever challenges we face in the coming days, to help us whatever crosses we carry personally or in our families or in our communities. We ask the Lord to grant us that fertile, rich soil. God wants to plant that seed of love. For a moment in silence now, we look into our own hearts. Is the soil ready? Lord, help us to be receptive.